Welcome to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis. Soul Guided Living is a lifestyle, empowering you to consciously listen, align, and act your way to living your soul's calling. Sharing practical tools and techniques, Laurel's expert guests are committed to helping you live your soul purpose with passion and prosperity. Your soul is calling. You are ready. And here's your host.
Welcome to Soul Guided Living, and I'm Dr. Laurel Geis, and our guest today is my friend Michael Clark, the only speaker teaching leaders and teams how to transform intellectual, emotional, and physical engagement and productivity. Michael is a co-founder of ReCenter Consulting, and he's a trainer and a coach. And today, Michael's going to share super practical tools and strategies for leading from your center. So, Michael, are you there? Can you hear me?
I certainly can. Thanks so much, Dr. Laurel. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's so wonderful to have you on the show today. And, you know, I love the topic of leadership. You know, I've been teaching mindfulness programs to leaders and companies and corporations, and I have been so looking forward to talking with you about leadership because I know you are one of the hottest keynote speakers out there at this moment. And I've got so many questions for you, but I wanted to start with, you know, Michael, what do you think is the number one challenge that business and education leaders face in 2015?
That's a really great question, and I appreciate the kind introduction. The number one challenge that research is showing us is developing a leadership pipeline. And if you think about how the workforce is with having four generations for the first time ever present,
right.
We have a huge leadership gap. And a lot of the more senior leaders are later in their careers or they're starting to eye retirement. And we have the millennials emerging and companies and even in education as well, they're struggling to develop leadership skills in the millennials.
That's a really interesting point, and it's interesting that you brought up that we have multiple generations now in the workforce, and, you know, leadership development, building that pipeline, having that succession planning, right? That's so important in organizations. And so let's take that a step further then. So how could we and how can we as leaders take a more holistic approach to developing those leaders?
Well, you know, it's interesting because a lot of times when you study leadership, a lot of it is very intellectual. It's done at the intellectual mm-hmm. level.
And obviously,
a lot of the responsibilities of leaders can take a big, heavy intellectual toll. And mm-hmm. the approach that we use at ReCenter always actually integrates three areas of engagement and performance. So it's intellectual, emotional, and physical. And by balancing those three areas and developing those three areas of leadership, you can mm-hmm. come up with a much more accelerated process.
Interesting. So we're looking at three different levels. And I know that this is really the unique aspect of the work that you're doing at ReCenter Consulting. So there's an intellectual component, an emotional, and a physical. So could you maybe give me an example of like each one of those so our listeners understand?
I sure can. Each one has an inside and an outside component. So if we look at developing leadership from an intellectual perspective, it focuses on the quality of our thinking. We have approximately 60,000 thoughts today. 99% of those thoughts are the same today as they are yesterday. So we're really habitual in how we think, and we also have a tendency to be very self-critical. So improving our self-talk, improving our capacity to visualize on the inside at the intellectual mm-hmm. level. And then intellectually, everything that we're communicating verbally, if it is oral communication, you know, verbal communication, or if it's written in texts or emails or instant messages, all of that is a reflection of thought because thought mm-hmm. communicates using words and emotions don't. So everything that is coming out of our mouths and we're writing is all a reflection of intellectual development. If we go at the emotional level, we really are undereducated and undeveloped at the emotional level. And so a lot of that work has to do with expanding our experience of our emotional states, being able to manage them better, being able to read emotional states in other people, and then even more so, transforming our emotions into emotional intelligence, which is one of the key factors for successful leadership. And then if we move to the physical level, it has two pieces. On the inside, it has to do with stress reduction and wellness, because this is a marathon. 85% of people report being extremely stressed at work. So we have that piece of taking care of ourselves. And then on the outside, it really has to do with decision making and managing our negative reactions and making more mindful decisions.
So really, yeah, I love this approach because it is more of a holistic model, right? Integrating intellectual, emotional, and physical. And, you know, I think one of the key challenges, and we know there are many, but also opportunities, right, when we're working in the business world. But one of those areas is engagement. I hear a lot of talk about engagement and reading a lot about engagement. And I'm finding that, you know, there is a lot of, shall we say, disengagement within the workplace. So, you know, when you're asked by your clients, you know, how do we actually resolve this, call it disengagement crisis?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We do have a disengagement crisis. And if you look at research on this, and it's been consistent over the last 10 years, engagement or disengagement, I should say, costs U.S. companies over $500 billion per year in lost productivity. And then if you throw in distractions and interruptions, which we know our day is filled with those, that's another over $500 billion. And then if you throw in stress, that's over $500 billion. So if you combine those three factors, it's over $1 trillion, $1.5 trillion that we're losing in productivity from disengagement. And one of the biggest factors that determines employee engagement is leadership, in particular the direct supervisor or manager. And an employee's relationship with that manager has a huge impact on engagement. The other piece is culture. Developing a positive culture is huge. And obviously there's a lot of challenges in doing that with these different generations being represented and different mindsets and skill sets.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up culture because I've been reading a lot about corporate cultures and transforming cultures, and it seems to me like the work that you're doing, since you are offering this, you know, multifaceted approach, that would give us, you know, like a leg up, an opportunity to leverage, you know, not only the intellectual part of ourselves, but the emotional and the physical, and bringing that all together. It just has to be a very powerful, powerful model.
I appreciate that. It is very effective, and it's proven to be effective with thousands of people in a lot of different circumstances in business and education. I think that what I see out there often is people are moving to trying to think they can resolve disengagement through technology and through measuring productivity and through different apps that help people to stay more engaged. And I think those can be helpful. But the work has to be from the inside out. People have to have insights, tools, and strategies to transform themselves, how they think, how they feel, how they communicate, how they make decisions. And the technology helps as well. But I really think it has to be very people-centered.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Employee-centric. Well, I want to remind our listeners that you have joined Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis, and today our guest is Michael Clark. He's the only speaker teaching leaders and teams how to transform intellectual, emotional, and physical engagement and productivity. And Michael is the co-founder of ReCenter Consulting, as well as a trainer and a coach. And after this short commercial break, we're going to dive deeper into the wisdom of leading from your center. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
So you're listening to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis, and today our guest is Michael Clark, co-founder of ReCenter Consulting, keynote speaker, trainer, and coach. And before the break, we were talking about the wisdom of leading from your center. And we were talking about engagement and the fact that there is this disengagement crisis that is literally costing businesses over $1.5 trillion a year. Isn't that, that's such an astronomical number, $1.5 trillion. So, you know, Michael, you know, we're the, you know, as leaders, we're facing, you know, this unprecedented levels of distraction, very intense levels of stress and overwhelm. So, you know, what are some of the innovative ways that we as leaders can support our teams around these challenges?
Sure. I think that when you're looking at yourself as an individual leader and you're looking at your leadership team and then you're looking at the teams that they're managing, mm-hmm. always trying to use the filter of intellectual, emotional, and physical, and looking at that to determine what your strengths are and to determine what your challenges are and to be able to see your blind spots. And what I find almost always is that organizations are typically strong in one area out of the three. And intellectually, emotionally, or physically, and then they tend to be good but not great in another area, and one area tends to be a blind spot, and it's undeveloped. And so it's really key to try to balance development in all three. The other thing is this, please.
No, I was just going to say, so when you're working with businesses and clients and, you know, through your training and coaching and all that you're bringing, you know, to our workplaces today, I mean, how do you help people to find out, like, what their blind spot is?
Absolutely. And the best way that I do that is during a training program that I have called Communication is Everything. And it gets into detail about how we engage and perform intellectually, emotionally, and physically two distinct ways. So there's always two distinct ways that we're engaging. And when you see the qualities of those two types of engagement, and then it's revealed what is actually happening in the head, heart, and body, people really quickly can see, yes, this happens to me. This is happening to me this way or another way. So part of it for me is giving them the insights on understanding the context of what's happening, and then giving them real world strategies where they apply the insight to what's happening in their lives. And then the big X factor is what I call power tools. And that's where you give them something that they can do in the moment to transform how they're engaging and improving productivity.
So do you have an example of a power tool that you could share with us?
I certainly do. And this is happening at the intellectual level. So as I had stated previously, we have our self-talk happening, 60,000 thoughts a day. A lot of them tend to be very critical and negative. And if you study yourself, you'll notice that you tend to be critical and negative in a lot of the comments you make to other people. And so a power tool for this I call counter-negative talking. And it's really simple. When you catch yourself saying something to yourself that is negative, that is not productive, you counter it with something that is more positive and productive. And when you catch yourself saying something to someone else, you counter it with something that's more positive and productive. And as you start to study this, you'll realize that you have probably 3 to 5 negative comments that you make about yourself, other people in the world. And so you come up with very specific countering statements, and you start to take control of your thinking. You might think, you know, I'm overwhelmed, or I'm exhausted, or I don't have enough time. That's a really good one. I don't have enough time. You find yourself saying that. An example of a countering statement would be, I have all the time I need and more. It doesn't add more time on the clock, but what it does do is it changes your perception of time. And as you start to counter negative thinking over time, some of the negative thoughts just start to disappear. They dissipate. And new ones may come in, they may not, but you can really reduce your negative thinking and your negative communication this way. And it has a huge impact on engagement and culture and leadership.
I love that, counter negative talking. Okay, that's a super tip for all of our listeners today. And, you know, so Michael, gosh, we're covering so much ground here. And one of the where we really started our conversation was about, I would call it succession planning. So making sure that we have attracted, you know, top talent to our company or business. And, you know, once we have that top talent in the organization, you know, how do we actually build a high-performing culture?
It's a really good question. And one thing that I would say is that millennials have a great desire to lead, and they want to have that involvement. And so I think that you build a culture where everyone considers themselves a leader, every person in the organization, no matter what they're doing. And I would say that would even include the custodians that are cleaning up the office at night when everybody is home. Everybody who's working in the business should be given an opportunity to lead. And one of the ways that you do that, of course, is you offer training and development. So that's part of it. Another is you do it by recognizing people at that level and treating them that way. So you create a culture that's really inclusive, where you just ask people to bring their best selves to work, and then you recognize them for doing it. And then another part is to actually create the system, the forum, where people can be heard and action is taken on their ideas. And so instead of just allowing people to speak and not really recognizing it or not taking action, you do the opposite. And so you really encourage people to speak. And if it makes sense, you take action on it. And then you share that with the rest of the culture. And you use that as an example that someone had an idea and it was a great idea, and now we're putting it into the company, no matter what level they're in.
I love that. You know, it's kind of like having a suggestion box, but a suggestion box where we actually take action on those suggestions, and then giving people recognition for their contribution to the environment. And I think that's important too, because it really just creates that self-perpetuating energy within the culture, and reinforcing that everyone is a part of the team.
Absolutely. And I just think the traditional suggestion box tends to have somebody anonymously complaining and you know, secretly inserting it into the box.
Right.
And it doesn't really go anywhere. And this is a way more organic approach to doing this.
I love that. So as you take a step back, and I know you've been doing this for decades, Michael, just decades, and all the wisdom that you have, you know, what do you think the future of leadership is going to look like?
Well, you know, to be honest, in my opinion, the system that I just described is what the future is of leadership is going to look like. It's going to be a situation where every person has a role and responsibilities to lead. Everybody's included. I think the movement that we're seeing in some of the most cutting edge companies is a little bit more of a flat organization.
Yes.
And so and if you look at a company like Zappos, they're going to the really extreme end where they removed all titles for everybody. But that's very extreme. And I know they're facing a lot of challenges with implementing that. However, I do think that that's the movement where we're headed. But bigger than that, and just for something that we can do today, for all of the leaders out there, so much of this has to do with your mindset and your skill set. And are you approaching people? Are you open? Are you moving around the office? Do people know you? Are you engaging? You know, the number one complaints that I hear from employees, I'm not being recognized for the good work I'm doing, and I feel that the leadership team is disconnected with what we're doing on the front lines. And you can solve that those two challenges really easily by purposely going out and connecting with people and being seen, engaging. And I have a tool around that if we have time.
We've got a couple minutes.
Well, let me throw this tool out for everybody. I suggest all the leaders that you integrate a practice I call reflecting greatness. And what it is it's as if you are a giant mirror. And instead of having a mindset where you're being critical and fault-finding, you're actually looking for people that are doing things well. You're looking for their greatness. And so my recommendation is 5 times per day you need to reflect somebody's greatness face-to-face. And you do that intellectually, emotionally, and physically. You do it intellectually by using empowering words. You do it emotionally by being warm and open. And you do it physically by connecting with them face-to-face, straight-up body posture, and recognizing what they're doing well. And the research on this is incredibly powerful because not only, of course, does it feel great to give a compliment, it feels great to receive one. Anybody around who sees you do that gets an equal boost in terms of the positive chemicals in their brain.
There
so if
go.
They witness you doing that, they are going to get a boost off that, even if they were not the one receiving the compliment.
Right. Just it's that social, emotional contagion, right, that one person feels it and everyone else starts to feel it too. And that's just brilliant, Michael. It's brilliant. And I want everyone to know that you can connect with Michael at www.recenter.org, recenter.org. And Michael has also offered that the first 10 people that subscribe to his blog will receive a complimentary coaching session. So I encourage everyone to go to www.recenter.org right now and sign up for that complimentary coaching session, because you can see that Michael has just a wealth of knowledge and such an expert in this field of transformational leadership. And also, I'd also recommend everybody following him on Twitter, because I do. It's at Recenter Moment. At Recenter Moment. So, Michael, any final thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, first of all, I really appreciate the opportunity. So thanks so much, Vivid Life Radio, and thanks so much, Dr. Laurel Geis. I really appreciate the opportunity to get my message out. And to those people that choose to engage in the coaching, please do so. And there's no obligation, but I can promise you that in a coaching session, you will come away with insights, tools, and strategies that you can use immediately to transform intellectual, emotional, and physical engagement and productivity.
Well, thank you, Michael, for being with us today. And I want to thank all of our listeners, too, for being with us on Soul Guided Living. And hey, let's connect. I invite everyone to go to laurelgeis.com and sign up today and receive your free soul journaling guide and a 10-day soul journaling class empowering you to live your soul-guided life. And have you liked me yet on Facebook? Well, like me on Facebook and you'll receive inspiration every day to live your soul's calling. And join me next week, Tuesdays, 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern, for another empowering conversation to support your soul-guided life. And remember to visit our Vivid Life Radio archives, where you can listen to the wisdom from all of our guests to inspire your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life now. So until next week, my friends, keep on living and loving your soul-guided life.
Thank you for listening to Soul Guided Living with your host, Dr. Laurel Geis. To start fully living your soul's calling today, go to laurelgeis.com, sign up for Laurel's newsletter, and let's get you going on living your best life ever. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to ignite your soul-guided life.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.